how conscious are you in your own creating process? Sounds interesting, doesn't it? The reason I'm asking this is, as a coach and a radio show host and teacher, I find people more often than not are not consciously creating. They are reactionaries. People, by and large, do not line up first thing in the morning with, I am source energy. I am all potentiality. I am the very thing, the very energy of everything that I wish to experience in physical form. People don't do that. They don't line up with that and then create from there. Now, sometimes we do, but more often than not, we find ourselves reacting to what someone else has already put in play. For example, you turn on the news and you hear about something, see something that is not pleasant to you. It's frightening, it's sad feeling, you feel angry. And rather than lining up with who am I and what do I want to experience about this situation, or do I even want to experience anything about this situation, most people just react. They join their anger or their joy or their fear to the energy of those who have already brought something into physical form. That's reactionary creating. It's the same in your personal relationships. Your spouse, your friends, your children, your employer is having a bad day. And rather than lining up with, I am love, I am joy, and asking yourself, what do I want to experience in regards to this situation that someone else has created, or do I want to experience anything about the situation someone else has created? Rather than doing that, most people just ride the energy of what someone else has already created. And a lot of times, because we are so reactionary, we make life feel a little tougher than what it has to. For example, if you are reacting to some click-click negative energy from your children, maybe they're acting up, they're fussing, they're refusing to clean their room, they don't want to do their homework. When you get into reactionary mode, instead of lining up with, I am peace, I am wisdom, I am joy, and everything that I desire to experience already exists because I am the energy of it, when instead of doing that, you try to cajole, to talk, to reason, and get your children to line up with a different energy than what they have chosen for them to experience. Now, that's the hard way. It can be done. You can force and struggle and wrestle and fight. And sometimes people will come around to your way of looking at things and feeling things. But that's the hard way. It's like trying to turn lead into gold. And I'm not saying it can't be done. Everything can be done. But what I'm interested in my own life, is easily creating. Joyfully creating. Creating with a lot of laughter. Enjoying those things that I bring forth into physical form. And I know you are too. That's why you're listening to my podcast. Because you want to experience life more pleasantly, more joyfully, more successfully. You want relationships to be uplifting and inspiring. You want to experience the abundance, prosperity of financial, that's why you're listening. And what I want to share with you is just an easier, more fun way to create scenarios, situations that you want to find yourself in. First, realize how often you do play the reactionary role. I think that's important that we come to that understanding And this is what we do. We, for the most part, are unconscious about what we are doing, because we've been taught to just react, to interact with others. And while we do enjoy interacting with others, that doesn't mean that we have to pick up on their energy and flow with it. And we have become, even societal, culturally, here in the U.S. and around the world, we have been programmed, if you will, into reacting. We don't question the whys, the who does it benefit, who's the winner here, who gets to feel better here. We don't question, does it make any sense? Is it really what I want to feel? Is it really what I want to experience? We don't do that very often, because we've got television, we've got radio, we've got teachers, we've got friends, we've got people all around us always telling us how we're supposed to feel about things. And unless and until we go, well, wait a minute, is this how I want to feel about this? Do I want to feel anything at all about this? Like the Gulf oil spill. A lot of people are feeling angry. They're feeling sad. They're feeling very almost depressed. I've spoken with numerous people recently who are just in tears. One person told me yesterday that they felt they were just lost in their sadness about what was going on in the Gulf. And for someone who wants to feel that, that's perfect. That's perfect to line up with that. But what if you don't want to feel sad or angry or frustrated about the Gulf? Do you know how you want to feel? And that's step one, is a coming to an understanding that this is really not how I'm wanting to feel. You know, I don't think a lot of us want to feel miserable or scared or angry. Not very often anyway, because those are not our woohoo feelings. Most of us want to feel empowered. We want to feel love and joy and prosperity, success. Those are the things that we really enjoy experiencing for ourselves. Not always. I mean, the reason that movies and books are so popular is because we do like to play with other emotions. And our emotions, there's nothing wrong with any of them. All emotions are very valid. And I'm not by any way asking that you avoid emotions that, you know, don't feel as good as love and joy, because they all have merit. They all have their place. And I personally enjoy experiencing all of them. What I am saying is, who chooses how you feel? I mean, and that's really the million-dollar question. Who is choosing how you feel? Are you choosing it? Are you consciously making that choice of how you want to feel and feeling that? Or are you reacting to what others are feeling, what others have created? And a really good, easy exercise to do first thing in the morning when you get up, before you even get out of the bed, is to take at least three breaths. Take three breaths just to relax your body. And that also helps you to reconnect from your journey time and dream time. Brings you more solidly back in the body. But take three nice, slow, easy, deep breaths to the diaphragm. And then on your fourth breath, as you exhale, proclaim, make the true statement, I am love. Then do it again. I am success. Another time, I am joy. You can add to this statements such as, I am wisdom, I am insight, whatever it is that you want to line up that day with. I am all potentiality, because you really are. I am source energy. All energy, all potentiality flows through me. Line up with that. And you'll know when you're lined up with it, because it's not just an emotional feeling that you have. It's a knowing. I call that your knowing place. That's when you have gone to the within, which is lining up with the energy that you truly are. And from that place of knowing who I am, ask yourself one simple, fun question. Now, what do I want to do today? Because, see, it's not just about what do I want to experience. It's what do I want to do to bring these experiences into what we call physical form. How do you want to experience yourself today? Do you want to experience yourself as very busy, going from one project to the next and successfully finishing them? Do you want to experience being laid back and chilled? Do you want to experience being peaceful, sitting out in nature? What do you want to experience? And as you line up with who you are and you realize that there is nothing that I can want to experience that I am not already the energy of. I am the energy of all potentiality. Then when you playfully question yourself, now what do I want to do? What do I want to play with? It's be like, have the attitude of a child with a very large, overflowing toy box. All manner of toys are in there. And have the attitude, what do I want to play with today? What do I want to do? What do I want to experience myself interacting with? And from that place, your actions will flow from the energy of who you know yourself to be. Because, see, most of us are creating from a place that we truly are not. We have created belief that, you know, we have to struggle hard, that you have to work hard, you have to be in this wrestling match between yourself and the universe in order to get what you want. Now, you can experience that, and there's nothing wrong with experiencing life that way if that is what you enjoy, if you get satisfaction from it. However, if you want to do it a little bit easier and with a little bit more fun and gaiety, just line up with, who am I? Who am I? And from that place, because once you understand who you are, your feelings and your thoughts line up with that. It's a shortcut. Rather than having to think a thought, feel an emotion, and keep thinking and feeling and keep thinking and feeling your way into creating, just go ahead and line up with who you are. Do that first. Line up with who you are. And from that point, all your thinking and your feeling line up with who you are. And then it's a very easy next step to say, what do I want to play with today? What do I want to do? What do I want to experience? And then take steps. Take action. Joyfully, with laughter, with exuberance, with celebration. Just keep walking in that direction and doing things that are what you want to do. And if at any point during the day you find yourself being a reactionary again, just take a few deep breaths, line back up with who you are, and create from there. Isn't that easy? That's fun. I love you. I thank you for listening to me. And I do want to give you a special invitation. I am now taking new students for my course, A Journey Back to Self. I began teaching this course back in 96, 97. I've taught it in my home. I've taught it online. Dozens and dozens of people, hundreds actually, have taken this course, and it is life-changing. And it's not the course itself. The course that's the tool for you to change your life, and it is transforming. If you will commit to these 22 lessons with the homework, and you'll do the work, you'll joyfully do the work. Here's what the course offers you. An understanding on what are your chakras, where are your chakras, how do you know your chakras are out of balance, excuse me, how to balance them, what color, what stones, what crystals you can use, what energy. It will take you from the very beginning to releasing yourself from limiting beliefs, healing your past injuries and wounds, all that baggage that you've been dragging around. It gives you the power and the tools to really set yourself free, to really live as who you are. I have a special offer going on. If you'll go to www.ajourneybacktoself.com, The link is also on the show page. And click on Empowerment Lessons, scroll down to the bottom to the $39.99 offer. This offer gives you the complete course. It will open up after you make payment. Pay attention to where PayPal takes you, because on that page, you want to first right-click and join the Healing Support Network. I am providing a month free support. That means you get to come to the Healing Network, interact with me and with others taking the class. I will answer your questions. So this gives you the ability to interact with me so that I can help you with anything, any questions, any issues that you have while taking the course. And I offer this because this course is very powerful. The energy is very, very, very powerful. And it has been my experience that every student that has taken it did benefit from some extra added support. After the $39.99, there is no other charge unless you decide after the first month that you would like to continue being a member of my Healing Support Network. And that price is just $10 a month. That helps me to keep the site going, and it offers you the opportunity to give something back, okay? Because I'm really big into an exchange of energy. I'm also making available for those taking the course a full one-hour healing session for a donation of your choice. You're not obligated. You're not obligated to do coaching with me. I am making this available because, once again, I find that it is very helpful and supporting for those going through this healing process, because this course, A Journey Back to Self, is not just an opportunity for you to gather more information about healing. This is a very interactive, life-transforming process where not only are you learning information about chakra healing and energy work, but you are actually being guided through the process of healing yourself. If you will commit to the course and complete it and the homework and interact with me, I can guarantee you that commitment will lead you into a totally new experience of who you are, and it will also give you the tools to use these same healing methods. It's Gayami. It is a very shamanistic healing form using stones, crystals, energy, and light work. It will give you the tools that once you finish this course, you will then be able to use this to help your family and your friends heal their lives as well. And you won't have to teach them the course. You will be able, with your hands, with your energies, with stones and crystals, to help them balance their chakras, repair damage, to relieve them of emotional baggage. Now, I'm just telling you, this is powerful. I've been teaching this for many years, and I know how powerful it is to those who are willing to make the commitment, I want to experience me in my full power, in my full potentiality. And this is what this course offers you. Visit ajourneybacktoself.com. Click on, I think it's the second little thing on the left, Empowerment Lessons. Be sure to open up with right-click, open a new window to join the network, and then go back to that page, save it, keep it open where PayPal redirects you, because it says click here to download your ebook. It opens with Adobe. It is in PDF. You'll feel free to print it out and work it. Get you a fresh notebook, because you will want one to just record not only the homework that's provided in there, but the insights and the aha moments, one after the other, that you will have. I'm very excited about offering this again. I've not offered it online in many years, but I've recently had people begin asking me about it. So I have begun, once again, opening up the door, because with 2012 being right around the corner, with so many things escalating in our world today, we need to get out of reactionary mode and decide, how how do I want to interact with this? Do I want to interact with this? Who do I want to experience myself as being? This is powerful. This is powerful. As the Hopi elders say, we are the ones we've been waiting for. And we are our own answers. This course will guide you through a self-awareness, self-realization, an ascension process, if you will. Clearing out all that is not for your highest good and leaving you with a shining, joy-filled, I am understanding of yourself. Thank you so much. As always, love yourself well. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.